First, let's just take a look at a one-dimensional array. This example behaves pretty much like you would expect a C program to. Notice the syntax difference, though. When I declare the array A1 as an array of integers, I say int brackets and then A1. Now, if you want to, you can do it the same way you do it in C. You can say int A1 brackets. I like to do it this way, though, because, again, A1 is an object. Well, what type of object is it? It's an integer array. And so it's nice to have those things together as the type token for that object. Well, this example doesn't do anything terribly exciting because it is, just like in C, it's implicitly dimensioning the array by the initializer list. So this will become an array of size 5, and it has the elements 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. But notice in the for loop, I use the length member so I know how many elements I have in that array. That's something that's automatically done by the system. It is kind of weird that length is a data member instead of a member function. Don't ask me why they did that. It is the strangest thing. I don't know anybody who thinks that that is intelligent behavior. That's just what they have done.